to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. With me is Kevin Kissinger from LSAT Demon. I am one of the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Kevin is working for us at the Demon. How's it going today, Kevin?
Good. How are you?
I am doing just fine. We have this actually came to us from editor Alex. Thank you, Alex, for suggesting this item for the show. It's a news story from ABA Journal. Kevin, you want to start with the headline and then talk a little bit about what the article is about?
Sure. We have an article that says, more law school applicants with high LSAT scores are getting rejected, admissions officers say. It introduces a lot of statistics, talking about the recent law school admission cycle and talking about how it might affect the future law school admission cycle. Talking about higher LSAT scores overall. A lot of people probably listening to this podcast already know that because of the pandemic and everyone staying home studying, getting higher LSAT scores.
This for sure wasn't news for me. I mean, the stat in the lead paragraph, the stat is there was this survey and 72% of law school admissions officers say they rejected more applicants with what they consider to be high LSAT scores on the law school admission test than they did in the previous cycle. And so there's this, you know, fear-mongering headline about how, oh, high LSAT people are getting rejected. But it's a fact that scores are up. So scores are up. So it's a more competitive cycle. So yes, some people are getting rejected with higher scores. This headline might lead you to believe that a high score is going to cause you to get rejected. That, of course, is not the case. The case is that it's just a more competitive cycle. People are scoring higher these days. Do you have any idea why people are scoring higher, Kevin?
I think this is a testament to hopefully the demon here.
We're small. No, it's certainly not us. I mean, we do not have a large enough share of the market to be responsible for the increase. I appreciate that. Some of our students have certainly done quite well, but scores are up because, I mean, I think taking the test at home is just easier. Taking it online, your own computer, your own environment, I think is more comfortable. They also have increased the importance of the LSAT logic games. The logic games used to be 1/4 of the test. Logic games are currently 1/3 of the scored test. And because logic games are now worth more, and they are also the section that is the easiest to perfect, some people are out there perfecting their LSAT logic games, and now logic games are worth more. So shocker, all of a sudden there's this explosion of scores in the 170s. That's really not that surprising.
Yeah, I agree. And overall, just more study time. I mean, with us being locked up this last year, what else are you going to do, right?
Yeah, I suppose that's a partial explanation as well. People haven't, you know, bars were closed and LSAT studying was still available. So it could be that more people got more serious about studying for the test. I think it's also possible that accommodations is part of the issue. We know, or at least we strongly suspect that accommodated test takers are continuing to rise, and accommodations is a, you know, pretty strong, like getting time and a half makes a big difference to your score. So it's possible that all those factors are leading to higher scores. We also know that there was an increase in law school applicants. It says here that there was an increase of 13% in this cycle. And so, sure, like if there are just more applicants and those applicants that are applying are scoring higher, then yeah, but it's like, I want you to be not to be alarmed by this headline, because clearly the headline is like, oh, it's scary. You're going to get rejected if you have an high LSAT. No. There are more applicants. They are applying with higher scores. So necessarily, some people with higher scores are going to be getting rejected at schools where they would have gotten in a less competitive cycle. That's all this means.
Yeah, it honestly, it seems like the writing's on the wall, and they decided to remind us that, oh, hey, there's just more people this year, and there will be more people getting rejected as a result. It's the way they wrote this, though. It seems, like you said, fear-mongering, scary.
It's clickbait. I mean, it's just like, whatever. That's the world we're living in, I guess. We'll link this from our show notes. Go to lsatdemon.com, find the podcast, and we'll have a link to this story somewhere. Do you know the exact link for that, Kevin? I should have that link.
lsat.link/daily.
There we go. lsat.link/daily. You can find all of our show notes, including the link to this ABA journal story, if you would like to read it. But I don't think it changes anything for anybody. You need the best LSAT you can get in order to get into the right school at the right price. Nothing new there. Cool. Anything else you want to talk about, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, just kind of reiterate what you just said, but do the best you can with what you got. That's
all any of us can do anytime, right? I mean, we see students worrying, oh my God, it's more competitive now. But it's like, there's this weird irony because people are like, they give up almost, right? Like, oh, scores are up, so I don't need to worry about there's nothing I can do about it. I'll just apply.
That would drive me to work harder.
Well, the people who are going to like end up with successful legal careers, that will be your response, is you'll see this and you'll go, oh, okay, scores are up. Great. Well, my scores are going to be up even more than that. So it's a competitive game, and I know what I'm getting myself into, and I'm going to compete. And that's what you really need to do. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening. Yeah.